Marshall Direct Fund, a nonprofit organization based in Aspen, Colorado, recently brought a group of 7 Pakistani children to the United States as an extension of their global Kid Connect program. The children traveled with family and teachers to New York, Los Angeles, Denver, and to Carbondale, meeting with pen pals along the way. Students at the Carbondale Community School interviewed some of the visitors and learned how to play cricket.
If the fielder catches the ball, then the person is out. Anyone else wants to say?
My name is Danielle Givens. I'm the executive director of Marshall Direct Fund. We run 3 programs, all focused in Pakistan. The first program we run is a youth scholarship program. We have 2 schools and have provided over 3,000 scholarships for children grades K through 8 in very vulnerable areas outside of Islamabad and Lahore. The second program we run is focused around mothers and sisters of the students, and we give them vocational and business training. The third program we have is called Global Kids Connect, and it's a modern-day pen pal program. It's a way to build global citizenship and really expand each of the students' understanding of the world itself and of each country.
In my country, people usually go not mostly planes, on cars because they like road trips, and everyone could go anywhere in the country they want.
What do you think of American democracy?
Dude, that's a fun one.
I think that the U.S. democracy is, like, compared to there in my country, fair.
There is dress code at schools, but a dress code for some schools, yeah.
In my country, it's also free. Like, you can wear anything you want. In every school of Pakistan, you have to wear, like, a uniform. My uniform is like a check shirt, like boxes, small boxes, and then like at the pant is like fat, and I like it in the United States that you can wear anything you want, because it takes like me to wear my uniform like about 20 minutes. So in the United States, do you live with your parents even when you grew up? In Pakistan, you have to stay with your parents. You have to take care of them.
Are like arranged marriages a thing at all? Or?
Yes, there are.
Okay.
The idea is to really bring to the community people from a country that the media portrays as a very dangerous and different place. I think a lot of the children have realized, even though they live thousands of miles apart, there's so many similarities.
Cross over if you feel like you have gotten to know your Pakistani pen pal or your American pen pal pretty well through exchanging letters.
I don't really know what they're like.
But wait.
This is the first time that a physical exchange has happened. We would love to have semester or, you know, month-long exchanges between students here and students there, and perhaps even a similar exchange for teachers. I think it's important. The ultimate goal is to realize how we can celebrate differences and appreciate similarities, and how children across the world, wherever they are children. And it's important that they become more empathetic and more global in their approach as they grow up. My name is Mohammed Oves Rana. I'm the in-country program director for Marshall Direct Fund in Pakistan.
What connected the people behind Marshall Direct Fund with Pakistan in particular? Was it some travel that was done by the founder? Or?
So the founder, I believe, it wasn't particularly her travel, but her interest in the overall security in South Asia. And that's how it came about. And I think Pakistan is an important country in South Asia. And if regional peace has to be achieved in South Asia, then Pakistan is a major player. Mm-hmm. And so that's how the organization developed. SAD is a very small organization, but we've really grown leaps and bounds in these previous years. And I think it's brilliant if we were able to fly them across half across the world to just come and see how the educational landscape and the cultural landscape in the United States is.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.